Welcome to Geography 101. I'm your host, Daniel Lekiz, and today we journey through one of the most fascinating countries in the world, Italy, known as Bel Paese, or the beautiful country. Italy is celebrated for its landscapes, culture, and history, from the snow-covered Alps to the sunny beaches of Sicily. Italy embodies geographical and cultural diversity. Italy is the fifth most visited country in the world, drawing over 60 million tourists annually. Italy's famous shape like a boot kicking a ball, the island of Sicily. This unique form stretches across southern Europe, bordered by France, Switzerland, Austria, and Slovenia, surrounded by sides by the Mediterranean Sea. Italy's location has influenced its role as trade hub for centuries. The country's geography offers mountains, plains, rivers, and coasts, all packed into one slim peninsula. Italy has more than 7,500 kilometers of coastline. The northern part of Italy is dominated by the Alps, Europe's most impressive mountain range. These towering peaks separate Italy from France, Switzerland, and Austria. They are popular for skiing, climbing, and breathtaking alpine scenery. The Dolomites, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, are known for their dramatic limestone cliff. The Italian Alps host over 800 glaciers. The Po River, Italy's longest river, flows for more than 650 kilometers. It creates a fertile Po Valley, an area vital to Italian agriculture. This region produces rice, corn, and wheat, making it Europe's largest rice-producing area. The valley also contains industrial powerhouses like Milan and Turin. Over 40% of today's population lives within the Po Valley. Running down the spine of Italy are the Apennine Mountains. These rugged peaks stretch from Liguria into the north to Calabria into the south. They divided Italy into eastern and western halves, influencing climate and culture. Villages hidden in the Apennines preserve traditions century old. The Apennines are often called the backbone of Italy. Italy is also famous for its island, most notably Sicily and Sardinia. Sicily is the largest island in the Mediterranean, is home of the rich history of volcanic landscapes. Sardinia offers rugged coastlines and ancient stone structure known as the Nuraghe. Smaller islands like Capri and Elba are global tourist hotspots. Napoleon Bonaparte was once exiled in the islands of Elba. Italy is home of some of the world's famous volcanoes, including Mount Vesuvius, Mount Etna, and Stromboli. Vesuvius destroyed in Pompeii in 79 AD, but remains an iconic natural landmark. Etna in Sicily is Europe's most active volcano, erupting regularly with dramatic lava flows. Stromboli is nicknamed the lighthouse of the Mediterranean due to constant activity. Italy has more active volcanoes than any other European country. Rome is Italy's capital and beating the heart of Western civilization. was the center of the Roman Empire. It's filled with ancient ruins, places, and fountains. The Colosseum, Roman Forum, and the Pantheon remains testaments of the Romans' grandeur. Vatican City, the smallest country in the world, is located within Rome. Rome's nickname, the Eternal City, symbolizes its lasting influences on history. Florence in Tuscany is known of its cradle of the Renaissance. It produced some of history's greatest minds, including Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Galileo. The city's Duomo, with its iconic dome from Brunelleschi, dominates the skyline. Florence art galleries such as the Uffizi hold masterpieces that shape Western culture. Florence was the first city in Europe to pave its streets back in 1339. Venice is unlike any other city in the world, built on over 100 small islands connected by canals. Instead of cars, gondolas and vapeiratos, ferries, residents, and tourists. Its architecture blend Gothic or Byzantine and Renaissance influence, famous for St. Mark's Square and its carnival. Venice is both magical and fragile. Venice is slowly sinking at the rate of 1 to 2 millimeters per year. Milan, Italy's second largest city, is a global center of fashion, finance, and design. It's home to the iconic landmarks like Gothic, Milan Cathedral, and Leonardo da Vinci Last Supper. The city hosts a major fashion week and sets a global trend. Milan also boosts powerful soccer teams, AC Milan and Inter Milan. Milan's opera house, La Scala, is one of the most famous in the world. Naples is a bustling city near Mount Vesuvius. Rich in history and cuisine, it is the birthplace of pizza, now a worldwide phenomenon. Its historic center is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Filled with narrow alleys, churches, and underground tunnels, Naples also provides access to Pompeii, Capri, and Amalfi Coast. Pizza Margherita was created in Naples in 1889 to honor the Queen Margherita of Savoy. The Leaning Tower of Pisa, or the Leaning Tower of Pisa, is one of Italy's most recognizable landmarks. Built in 12th century, was soft ground cause of it tilt almost immediately. Engineers have worked to stabilize it over the centuries. Tourists flock to the Pisa for the iconic photo to holding up the tower at least about 4 degrees angle. The Amalfi Coast is one of Italy's most stunning coastal areas. Its colorful cliffside towns like Positano and Amalfi attract travelers around the world. Lemon groves and terraces, vineyards, clean step hillside, narrow winding roads offer breathtaking views of the sea. The Amalfi Coast is a UNESCO World Heritage Site for its cultural and natural beauty. Cinque Terre consists of 5 picturesque villages along the Ligurian coast. Its villages, Monterezzo, Venazza, Cornelia, Monarola, and Riomaggiore, features colorful houses and dramatic sea views. Hiking trails connect the villages, offering some of Italy's best coastal walks. Fishing traditions remain strong here despite growing tourism. Cars are banned in most parts of Cinque Terre to preserve its charm. Tuscany is the world renowned for its rolling hills, cypress trees, and endless vineyards. The region produces famous wines such as Chianti or Brunello di Montalcino, cherished by connoisseurs globally. Olive groves and sunflower fields complete its pasture-perfect landscape. Medieval towns like Siena and San Gimignano still preserve their charm. Tuscany is the birthplace of gelato, created in Florence during the Renaissance. Piedmont, located in northwestern Italy, is famous for truffles, fine wines, and hazelnuts. The region produces a Brolland Barbaresco, often called the Kings of Wine. It also gave birth to Nutella, thanks to its abundance of hazelnuts. The capital city, Turin, was the first capital of United Italy. The slow food movement started in Piedmont in 1986 as a protest against fast food culture. Sicily is the Mediterranean largest island. Shaped by Greek, Roman, Arab, and Norman influence, its crown jewel in Mount Etna, Europe's most active volcano. The island boasts archaeological wonders like the Valley of the Temples and the Greek theaters. Sicily is also renowned for its seafood and citrus fruits. Sicily produces over 95% of Italy's lemons. Sardinia is known for its pristine beaches and rugged interior. The island started with Norgay mysterious stone towers built over 3,000 years ago. It has a distinct culture, language, and cuisine that differ from mainland Italy. The Costa Smeralda coastline attracts celebrities and luxury travelers. Sardinia is home to one of the world's blue zones, where people live exceptionally long lives. Through technically an independent state, Vatican City lies within Rome. It is spiritual center of Catholicism and residence of the Pope. St. Peter Basilica and the Sistine Chapel are marvels of Renaissance art. Millions of pilgrims and tourists visit every year. Vatican City is the smallest city in the world, covering only 0.49 square kilometers. Italian cuisine is beloved worldwide for its simplicity and flavor. Pasta, pizza, and risotto are the staples that originated here. Its region has a unique dishes, from Lombardy creamy risottos to Naples pizzas, olive oil, cheese, and fresh herbs from the base of many recipes. There are over 350 different pasta shapes in Italy. Coffee is the central and daily life in Italy. Espresso is the most common style, often consumed standing at a cafe counter or counter. Cappuccinos are only drunk in the morning and never after lunch or dinner. Coffee houses serve as a social gathering places throughout the country. The word espresso means pass out or press out, referring in the brewing method. Italy is one of the world's fashion capitals, with Milan at its heart. Legendary brands like Gucci, Prada, and Versace were born here. The Milan Fashion Week is a major event in the global calendar. Beyond fashion, Italy also leads a luxury car design like Ferrari, Lamborghini, and Maserati. Florence was the first European city to hold the fashion show in 1951. Italy was once the core of the mighty Roman Empire. Roads, aqueducts, and amphitheaters built centuries ago still stand today. Roman law and architecture or architecture's influence much of a Western civilization. The empire stretched from Britain to Egypt and its height. The saying all roads lead to Rome originate from Roman road network. The Renaissance began in Italy during the 14th century. Cities like Florence, Venice, and Rome become center of art, philosophy, and science. Masters like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo transformed culture forever. This era emphasized humanism and rediscovery of classical knowledge. Michelangelo's David statue in Florence stands over 17 feet tall. The city of Pisa is not just famous for its Leaning Tower, it was also home of Galileo Galilei, the father of modern physics. Galileo conducted experiments on gravity, astronomy that changed scientific thought. Today, Pisa remains hub of research and education. Pisa's university, founded in 1343, is one of the oldest in Europe. The eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 1700 AD buried Pompeii and Herculaneum under ash. Archaeologists uncovered remarkably preserved houses, frescoes, and even food. These ruins provide vivid picture of a Roman daily life. Tourists from around the world visit these cities. Pompeii's ruins were not rediscovered until the 18th century. Northern Italy is dotted with stunning lakes, including Lake Como, Lake Garda, and Lake Maggiore. These glacial lakes are surrounded by mountains and charming villages. Lake Como, in particular, is a famous for celebrity villas and breathtaking scenery. Water sports, hiking, and relaxation attract visitors year-round. Lake Garda is the largest lake in Italy. Italy is known for colorful festivals and celebrated culture, history, and religion. Venice hosts of the famous carnival with elaborate masks and costumes. Siena is famous for the Palio horses race, held twice a year in its main square. Many villages have patron saint festivals with fireworks and parades. The Carnival of Viria features a massive battle of oranges. Opera was born in Italy during the late Renaissance. Composers like Verdi and Puccini shaped the art of form from producing timeless works. Opera houses such as La Scala in Milan and Teatro della Venice in Venice are legendary. Italians take pride in their operatic heritage. The word opera means work in Italian. Italians in Romance languages derive from Latin. It's spoken by around 85 million people worldwide. Dialects vary greatly across regions, with Venetian, Sicilian, and Napolitan being distinct from forms. Standard Italian is based on Tuscan dialect. Dante Alighieri's Divine Comedy helped establish Italian in literary or as a literary language. Italians are passionate about sports, especially soccer or calcio. Teams like Juventus, AC Milan, and Inter Milan dominate European league. Cycling is also popular, with Giro d'Italia being a prestigious event. Ferrari and Formula One racing bring global fame to Italian motorsport. Italy has won the FIFA World Cup 4 times. Italy houses some of the world's most significant and collections. The Vatican Museum alone contains thousands of masterpieces. Florence Uffizi Gallery is home of Botticelli's The Birth of Venus. Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel ceiling attracts millions each year. Italy is estimated to hold 60% of the world's greatest art treasures. The Amalfi Coast is not only famous for its beauty, but also for its lemons. These lemons are larger, sweeter, more fragrant than typical varieties. They are used to make limoncello, a famous Italian liqueur. Lemon groves line the steep terraces of the coast. Some Amalfi lemons can weigh up to 1 kilogram each. Italy is a leading producer of high-quality olive oil. Regions like Tuscany, Puglia, and Umbria is especially famous. Olive oil is a cornerstone of the Mediterranean diet, valued for both flavor and health. Italian families often pass down dive groups for generations. Italy produces over 400 different types of olives. Italy boasts architectural marvels spanning millennia. Roman amphitheaters, Gothic cathedrals, and Renaissance places coexist in harmony. Florence Duomo, a Roman Colosseum, and Venice Doge Palace are just a few highlights. Modern architects also contribute to the Italy skyline. The Pantheon in Rome has the world's largest unreinforced concrete dome. Catholicism is deeply ingrained in Italian culture. Festivals, art, and traditions often center around faith. Italy is home of the Pope and the Vatican, the center of Catholicism. Many towns have churches that date back centuries. Italy is over 60,000 churches. Italy has some of the world's oldest universities. The University of Bologna, founded in 1088, is the oldest in Europe. Italian scholars contributed greatly in science, philosophy, and law. Today, Italy attracts international students for art, design, and culinary studies. Galileo studied at the University of Pisa. The Italian Riviera stretches along the Ligurian coast, known for glamorous resorts. It attracts tourists when its beauty. Portofino and Genoa are highlights with the colorful houses and harbors. The Riviera is also famous for second cuisine. Genoa was the birthplace of Christopher Columbus. Italy produced some of the world's most luxurious cars, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Maserati, and Alfa Romeo, symbolize speed and style. These cars are admired globally for design and performance. Factories often offer tours and enthusiasts. Enzo Ferrari founded in Ferrari Company in 1939. Italy's literary history is rich and influential. Dante, Petrarch, and Boccaccio shaped European literature. Modern authors like Italo, Calvino, and Umberto Eco continue the tradition. Italian poetry and novel reflect the country's culture and philosophy. Dante's Divine Comedy is often called the greatest poem ever written. Italy has a proud cinematic tradition. Directors like Federico Fellini and Roberto Rossellini influence global cinema. The Venice Film Festival is the oldest in the world. Italian films often explore family, politics, and romance. Fellini's La Dolce Vita introduced the world of paparazzi in the world. From opera to folk, music is central Italian culture. Traditional instruments like the mandolin remain popular. Italy also contributed greatly to classical music, with a composer like Vivaldi. Today, Italian pop rock continued to thrive. The violin was invented in Cremona, Italy. Italy celebrated festivals that use spectacular lights. The town of group your lights up to the largest Christmas tree in the world on a mountainside. In Puglia, illuminate transformed streets during religious festivals. These displays blend faith and artistry. The Gibeah Christmas tree spans over 360 meters. The Italian lakes, especially Lake Como, and lined with luxurious villas, many date back in Renaissance or Baroque periods. Celebrities and royalty often own villas here. The serene waters provide inspiration for tourists and writers. George Clooney owns villas of Lake Como. Italy's agriculture is diverse due to varied climate. Grapes, olives, citrus fruits, and vegetables flourish. The country is one of Europe's top wine producers. Farming traditions have been passed down for centuries. Italy's produced over 50 billion liters of wine annually. Italy's long coastline imports major seaports. Genoa, Naples, and Venice has historically been a key maritime hubs. Trade with Asia and Africa shaped Italy's wealth. Today's port remains vital for commerce and tourism. Venice is one of the most powerful maritime republic in the Mediterranean. Italy has contributed inventions that changed the world. Eyeglasses, a thermometer, the battery were Italian creations. Modern design from furniture to fashion continues this legacy. Italian combine art and science in their innovations. Alessandro Volta invented electric battery in 1800. Today's Italy's blend of tradition and modernity. Its economy thrives on tourism, fashion, design, and industry. Italians embrace technology while holding on the centuries-old customs. The nation plays a vital role in Europe's politics and culture. Italy has more UNESCO World Heritage sites than any other country in 58 in total. Italy's countries is endless wonders. From ancient ruins to vibrant modern cities, its landscape, cuisine, and tradition captivate travelers and scholars alike. Its region tells a unique story, yet all contribute to Italy's unified identity. As we close today's journey, remember that Italy is not just destination, but an experience of art, labor, and history. Italy is the only country with two independent states, with its borders, San Marino and Vatican City. Once again, this is Daniel Lucas, and thank you for joining me for this another great episode on Geography 101. See you next time, and more to come, people. See you soon.